HBO Entertainment. Still shots of New York City intermixed with video film footage. Starring Brian Greenberg, Victor Rasuk, Lake Bell, Eddie K. Thomas, Shannon Sotherman, Scott Kidd Muscudi, and Louis Guzman. Executive producer Mark Wahlberg. Produced by Margot Myers. How to Make It in America. Created by and story by Ian Edelman. Written by Rob Weiss. Directed by Julian Farina. Audio described by Penelope Parisi. Ben, a handsome young man sporting designer stubble, wakes up on a sofa in his friend's apartment. Bottles of alcohol and empty glasses are strewn across a glass coffee table positioned in the middle of the small lounge. In his mind, Ben recalls the events of the night before. A flat full of friends, smoking, drinking and enjoying themselves. Ben sits at a table drawing a logo, Crisp NYC. Ben gets up from the sofa and makes a brief attempt to tidy up. Distracted, he goes into the kitchen and picks up a phone. He calls his mobile, then hears it ringing in the adjacent bedroom. His scantily dressed mate opens the door and hands Ben his phone.
Sorry about that, Domingo, but I gotta bounce.
Don't let me stop you, dude. It's all good.
Hey, thanks, Celine, for letting me crash here, okay?
You're welcome. Do you want to have a snuggle with us, Ben?
A little snuggle? No, I can't, no. But that was fun last night.
Then you must come by Freeman's later on this evening. We're having a little get-together for my friend Carol. She just booked the J.Crew campaign.
Won't you ever take a night off?
Never. I might miss something.
I'll be there.
Yo, dude, man, I kind of have to say, I like seeing you up early. You know, taking care of your dinner business shit. It's awesome.
Hey, you still like the name, right?
Crisp? Hell yeah. Simple, understated, kind of like you.
I try. Hey, get some sleep.
Oh, yeah. I will. After that. Boo!
Back on a journey again, towards a pad and a pen, cool as a man as a wind, soothing you after my...
Ben crosses a busy New York street and enters the Fashion Institute of Technology. He stands in a corridor outside a lecture theatre, waiting for the students to come out. Once the tutorial has finished, Ben makes his way inside the room.
You're not in here. The problem is, that's somebody else. I want to see you work on you, okay? Next week?
All
right.
Professor Visconti.
Dan Epstein.
Ben Epstein.
God, I'm in an FIT classroom, no less.
Remember, how are you?
I'm good. So, what do you got?
Actually, I stopped by to pick your brain about something. I'm starting a denim line.
Oh, boy.
It's called Crisp, mm-hmm. And it's inspired by 1970s New York City. So you got the birth of hip-hop, the birth of punk rock, you know?
Not bell-bottoms.
No, just the spirit of the 70s.
No. Were you even alive in the 70s?
No.
The place was a dump. I mean, Central Park was a war zone. Times Square was full of hookers.
Yeah, what's not to love, right? Anyways, I was hoping you could hook me up with a good manufacturer.
Wow. You're back 30 seconds. You already want the keys of the kingdom.
Yeah, I'll settle for recommendation.
All the good denim guys I know are in downtown LA.
Yeah, that's what I heard, but you don't know anybody still in New York City?
Yeah, I'd be happy to make some calls, but I gotta tell you know, people are a little funky about sharing their sources. I'll see what I find out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
You know, I always thought you had talent. It's just your follow-through wasn't there.
Wow.
I'm honest with all my students, Ben. Even the dropouts.
Cam.
It's gonna be high-end premium denim. We're gonna call it Crisp. What you think?
You say crisp, I think bacon.
Yeah, whatever. What you know about fashion? Just hurry up with my sandwiches. Yo, how'd it go?
I don't know, man.
Did you get us a manufacturer?
Visconti told me to go to L.A. Believe that?
No, fuck that and fuck L.A. What does Visconti know? He's only a teacher.
Yeah, well, he's a teacher who sold his apparel company for $80 million.
For real?
Yeah, he knows the business.
Well, so do I. Hey, listen, meet me at 14th Street at the jean shop in 20 minutes.
Why?
Because that's where our denim was headed before we got it.
They must have somebody local who makes their jeans. Think about it.
And why would they share that with us?
Just
Let me do what I do. Meet me there in 20 minutes, and I got your egg sandwich.
Abba, you want to know the secret to selling jeans? Cool pockets.
There you go. Yeah, I'll see you later.
Renee sits alone in a pew at the back of an empty church.
Renee.
Danny.
Father.
Hey, it's nice to have you back with us.
Hey, it's nice to be on the outside, not the inside, if you know what I mean.
I understand. I led the congregation up in Fishkill. It's no place for a man to live.
Yeah, tell me about it. I spent my life going in and out there just to learn that very lesson.
But you learned a lesson.
Oh, I have. Crime doesn't pay. And that's all behind me now. I'm never going back inside.
I'm happy to hear that. Yeah. Good news. You don't have to do it alone.
No?
No. Jesus Christ will help you. Like he helped me find my way, he'll help guide you so you stay with us from now on.
Well, I gotta tell you, he's doing a pretty good job. Got my own legitimate business. In fact, if you're ever looking for a partner for bingo night, my company, Rasta Monster. Love to sponsor me.
A Lady of Sorrow's Rasta Monster Bingo Night. There's a certain ring to it.
Yeah, no, no, I'm serious, you know. I set it all up, I run the whole thing, provide all the beverages. Okay?
All right. I'll pitch it to the fathers. Sounds okay. Good.
He's gonna be a good boy now, Father Dan. No more prison for him, huh?
No, that's my promise to you, Grandma. All right.
Renee. See ya.
In a clothes store, Ben and Cam check out the jeans.
You like this stuff, right?
It's fresh.
That's our most popular cut. It's made from Japanese salvage denim.
Cool. Now, let me ask you a question. Are these jeans made in America? Because I'm only buying domestic right now.
Yeah, all of our jeans are made locally.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's definitely awesome.
So you make them in New York?
Yeah, in the Bronx.
BX, that's where I'm from, born and raised. What part?
Not sure. I can ask the owner, he's in the back.
You be the man if you could do that.
Okay.
Is the kiss move or what?
Whatever. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Am I catching you a bad time?
No.
Okay, good. Listen, I was wondering if, you wanted to get together later, maybe just, you know, get a drink or something.
Really?
Yeah, I think we should talk about what happened the other night.
What night is that?
The under the window night, Ben.
Right. Yeah. Well, how about that sake spot over on 2nd Avenue?
Okay, sounds good. 8 o'clock?
I'll be there.
All right, bye.
Bye.
My grandfather was a tailor in a factory on Fordham Road. And I was wondering if that's where you guys make these.
Fordham Road? Nah.
Oh, really? Seems like the kind of work they do. What factory do you guys use?
Yeah, we found a gem out in Hunts Point. 38 Monada Avenue.
Oh, yeah, I know that spot.
Yeah, they're the best.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Anything else we can help you out with?
I think we're good.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Thanks,
guys. Don't sweat
the
technique.
Boogie down Bronx. It just don't got the same flavor like the Lower East Side, you know what I'm saying?
Can you keep your voice down and not get us killed up here, please?
Yo, relax. I got peoples in every borough. Yo, as a matter of fact, we gotta hit this Cuban spot after this. Where we going?
I can't. I gotta get back.
For what?
Rachel asked me to dinner, actually.
I ain't even gonna say nothing.
Good, because I don't want to hear it.
Except that you're fucking crazy if you're trying to go back there.
I'm trying to go back there. If I wanted to, I wouldn't have broken up with her in the first place.
She broke up with you.
Yeah, the last time, but I broke up with her the first, so.
Whatever. I'm the one that's always got to hear it at the end, and it's the same thing. She wasn't happy with you because you were never happy. What? I mean, she don't appreciate your misery the way I do, right?
All right, this is us, 38.
Yeah, yo. You feeling it?
Feeling it.
No, are you feeling it?
Feeling it.
All right, come on.
They're shocked as they walk into a meat factory.
You guys make jeans around here? I look like I make jeans, pal.
Renee and his grandmother walk down a street together. Renee addresses a group of loitering youths.
Yo, why don't you kids make like you in a maze and get lost?
Oh, shit, I know you. You Rene Calderon.
Oh, shit, Rene Calderon.
Do I know you?
My pops grew up with you. He says he OG.
Yo, tell your father, whoever he is, that I said that he talks too much.
No, no problem. Let's roll. Let's roll.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Calderon. We rolling.
Yeah, man.
They're just children.
Nah, Grandma. They're little troublemakers who someday gonna become big troublemakers. They wanna keep you safe.
I'm always safe, Rene. I have many angels up there looking after me.
Yeah, but still, I figure we move you to someplace nice like Yonkers.
What would happen to your cousin, Cam?
Well, he's 30 years old. He should be able to take care of himself.
He's 27.
He's an imbecile.
He's not imbecile. He has not had the easy life. I want you to look after him.
I'll try, well, I mean, I'll try.
Good boy.
Okay?
That evening, Ben arrives at the restaurant. Rachel, a pretty woman with long auburn hair, is already there. She's taken a seat at a table and is drinking sake. She waves at Ben. He crosses the room to join her.
Works really good.
Yeah.
We're working on like four different apartments right now, so gives Edie the excuse to be totally insane.
How's Alex?
Alex. He's getting over his breakup with Jonathan Suits, so he's slightly more pleasant to be around.
More pleasant is good.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
So about the other night.
Yeah, about that.
I want to apologize.
You do?
Yeah. I felt like it was really uncool for me to bring Darren to that gallery. And, you know, he sort of wanted to tag along, and I couldn't figure out a way to tell him no, so,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Good.
Thank you, though, for that.
So you don't hate me?
Never.
Good.
So what's up with that guy, anyway?
What do you mean, what's up with him?
Is he really opening a hotel?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, like on his own, just...
Ben.
What?
Don't do that thing.
What thing?
That thing that you do when you compare yourself to everybody else in the world and then you get upset that you're not doing better than they are.
I'm not doing that thing. I'm just curious on who you're dating, okay?
Okay, but why is it important? You know, it's like we're both moving on, right?
Yeah. What, you think you're moving on and I'm not?
I thought you were moving on, Ben, but then when you show up underneath my window at 4:30 in the morning yelling and screaming...
Oh, I was drunk,
okay.
Rachel. Come
but,
on.
So the alcohol made you come over there and say things that you just didn't mean?
You want to do this? What about you? I mean, is it really a sign that you moved on when you care not, whether your ex-boyfriend hates you?
Ben, it's not a competition. I care about you, and I'm checking up on you, seeing if
oh,
you're okay.
Oh, you're checking up on me. Thanks for that. I'm more than okay, Rachel. I'm great, all right?
Okay,
and so... if I hadn't already moved on, which I did, all it took was seeing the naked hotel guy in your window, and... You know what? I gotta go.
Really?
Sorry.
He places some money on the table, then leaves.
What's going on, man?
Look who made it in one piece.
Yeah.
So with you and Rachel, you guys back together?
Let's put it this way, I didn't even get a chance to order. Hey, are these warm?
Yeah,
let me get a slice of this cheese.
Right there. Oh, what happened?
What always happens? Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Sorry, bro.
Whatever. It is what it is. Pass that.
Ben and Cam sit before a window in an Italian cafe, eating pizza.
You know we gotta make our first payment on the denim tomorrow, right?
Jesus, already?
It's $300 every Friday.
Fuck.
Well, don't worry, I got my 150.
No, I know, it's just that 1200 a month, it's what, 15 grand a year?
That's like a Honda with the rims and a navigation system.
This whole thing was impulsive. I mean, we have to be the only two idiots in loan sharking history to pay a VIG on a spool of denim.
That's what's gonna make our jeans gangster, though. Yo, you ready for some of these little get-together tonight, or what?
Who was that?
You!
Hey,
what's up, man?
It's good.
How you doing?
I'm doing grand. I was beginning to get worried these ladies are gonna get me wasted and take advantage of me.
Yeah, you look petrified.
Yeah,
sure. Boys, Carol, guest of honor.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Next up for you, maybe Vogue magazine?
Nah, we shall see. Just happy for today.
Well, I'm happy for today, too. And your hair looks amazing. I'm just putting it out there. We'll talk about it later over Rona. Yeah. Yo, Domingo.
What?
What's the deal with Carol?
Forget it, Cam.
All right, she's got a boyfriend, and his pops is a Greek shipping magnate.
Yeah, and my pops is a Dominican mechanic, but that's not gonna stop me.
Yeah, all right. You're a hater.
You're a fool.
Look, your boy needs serious intervention. What's up? What's your deal? Where you at right now?
Yeah, you see that guy that's talking to?
Yeah.
Who? Who's that? Him? You straight?
Yeah, his jokes are so terrible.
That's John Varvatos.
The designer?
Yeah.
And Celine knows him?
Yeah, Celine knows everybody. That's my life.
Yo, she has to get us an introduction. Barbados could definitely hook it up with a manufacturer.
What?
John, is it all right if I introduce you to a couple of friends of mine?
Sure. Hey, how are you? I'm John.
Cam.
Cam, nice to meet
you. Ben Epstein, how you doing?
Ben, pleasure. Yeah, how you doing?
We're really big fans.
Yeah, I wear your clothes like every day, man.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, I see, man.
Well, I didn't know I was going to meet you.
No, you look cool, though.
They're starting up a denim line, so I thought it would be nice
to
introduce
you. Oh, that's cool.
You.
Yeah, we're trying, you know.
Just starting out.
Good for you guys. That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no interruption. You guys want to join us for a cocktail?
For real?
Yeah, come on. Have a seat.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Ben and Cam are frustrated as they sit at the opposite end of the long table from John Varvatos.
Why didn't you just ask when we were talking to him?
I'm not just gonna hit him up while I'm shaking his hand, Cam. Ask him at the right time.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
You a friend of John's?
No. I'm a friend of his. He's a friend of a friend of John's.
Time passes and the party begins to thin out. Waitresses clear plates from their table, then stack the chairs onto the empty table surrounding them. The remaining guests at John's table sip on coffee.
Five espressos? Jesus. My heart will explode.
He keeps drinking them like that. We'll be here all night.
I haven't been here all night.
I should be getting it on with Miss Carol somewhere.
Maybe we should just bounce. What do you think?
Hey, everybody. Can I have your attention, please? I just want to say something on behalf of myself, Cam Calderon, and my business partner, Ben Epstein, and our new denim line, Crisp Denim. It was an honor to be here tonight, and I just want to thank Mr. Varvatos for all his generosity. Thanks, John. And it was good meeting all of you, and I look forward to hanging out with you again. We both do. So, to John.
To John.
John.
To John.
Very sweet. Nice toast. What's this gonna cost me?
We'd love a minute of your time.
Why don't you come by my studio tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah. Thank you.
Nice, very nice, man.
The next day, Ben and Cam wait nervously outside Rene's office.
Where's my cousin and his little Jewish lover?
Really?
He's got a stupid sense of humor.
Oh, there they are, with my Vega. They will be every Friday for the rest of their lives.
Not if we outlive you.
Eddie, if I die, I'm gonna will you the dep, okay?
Thank you.
You got it, man. You boys got something for me?
There you go.
Count it twice.
It's all there.
Who's talking to you?
It's all good.
I'm impressed. I want to show you guys something. Come on. I know you guys into that downtown art scene at all, so.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Yo, don't you touch that with your slimy hands, okay? See this thing here? This thing is gonna make Rasta Monster famous.
Who did this?
You ever heard of Lee Quiñones?
Oh yeah, he's a graffiti legend.
Yeah, to you, to me, he's Little Lee from the Smith Projects.
Yo, Lee did his thing. Truck looks dope.
Yeah, well, you know, you're gonna be driving this thing if you're late with my Vig.
Never gonna happen. We got a big meeting today.
Who you got a big meeting with?
John Varvatos.
Who the fuck is John Varvatos?
He's a fashion designer, stupid. Why he meeting with you guys?
Because we started a denim line and he's gonna help us.
You guys making skinny jeans?
Ha, ha, ha. Y'all can laugh all y'all want, but y'all gonna see we're gonna change the game.
That's what you said about those ugly skate decks.
See you next Friday, Renee.
Ben and Cam are escorted by a tall, pretty young woman through John Varvatos' open-plan, stylish designer clothing workshop. She shows them into a back office.
Here, Ben and Cam.
Oh, great, thank you.
Hey, fellas, how's it going? Mike Keller.
Oh, Cam, nice to see you.
Ben Epstein.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Look, John sends his apologies. He got called out of town last minute on some urgent Converse business, but he left instructions for me to take the meeting. Hope that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
We can always wait till John gets back and reschedule if that's better for you.
No, don't worry about it. Just to let you guys know, I'm the head of all denim operations here at John Varvatos.
Oh, so he's the man.
Try to be. So now, fellas, what can I do for you?
Well, we're looking for a good denim manufacturer, and I know that you guys don't usually like to give out that kind of information, but is there someone that you can recommend for us?
Well, we use a manufacturer in Macau.
That's a little further than we want to go.
You guys got your samples?
No, that's why we're looking for a manufacturer to make them.
Yeah.
Now, you don't need a manufacturer to make your samples. You need a pattern maker. So a manufacturer takes care of your production line once you guys start getting orders.
Well, who makes John's patterns?
Well, we do everything in-house.
Can you make ours?
No, I'm sorry, Kim. We don't do that.
You know you're just kidding, right?
What was it?
Yeah, please. Do you guys have a business plan? You have any financing lined up? Anything?
Not yet, but we're working on it.
Can I be straight with you guys?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Okay, before you guys do anything, look, just don't. Don't do it.
Don't do what?
Don't start a denim line. I do not waste your time. Don't waste your money. Look, a million people before you have failed trying to do exactly what you want to do. Look, guys, I'm really sorry. I mean, I don't mean to be a downer.
So, you think starting a denim line is impossible?
Look, all I'm saying is that I had 10 years' experience and I had backing, and I still couldn't get it done.
Disappointed, Cam presses a button for a lift.
So, guess we need a pattern maker.
Yeah?
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
That's why I love you, man. Fuck that dude. He don't know how we roll.
Yeah.
The end.
Born is such a gamble when you get a...